It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up on Central Time, milk prices are at a six-year low. We'll find out how that's affecting Wisconsin dairy farmers. First, a major new development in the race for president today. Presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump named Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate this morning. The announcement comes after Trump decided he would postpone announcing his running mate because of the terror attack in France. On Twitter today, Pence said that he was honored to join Donald Trump and work to make America great again. Here to tell us more about the announcement is Ben Schreckinger. He's a national political reporter at Politico. He's been covering the Trump campaign. Ben, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Before we dig into the who here, let's talk about the when a little bit. Just before the convention, there's been a lot of rumbling, auditioning, things like that. But then maybe this postponement because of the attacks. So why did we end up finding out today after all?
My informed speculation is that Pence had to decide by noon today whether or not he was going to withdraw from the governor's race. So private assurances from Trump may have not been enough, given that so much coverage of this pick has noted that Trump is mercurial and that he is liable to change his mind at the last minute. I think that public assurance is what Pence needed to be able to, in good conscience, withdraw from the Indiana governor's race.
Now, you'd written about Governor Pence previous to this announcement. Tell us the basics. What would be on the back of his baseball card here?
He is a staunch conservative, both economically and socially. He served in the House of Representatives from 2001 to 2013, which is when he became the governor of Indiana, favored by the Koch brothers, favored by conservative movement stalwarts like Paul Ryan and the Club for Growth, and all around seen as the safe pick for Donald Trump.
Right, and people had been talking about Chris Christie or Newt Gingrich as the other shortlisters there, both outspoken, brash. I think neither of them would argue with that phrase. That's not Mike Pence. He's the one kid who doesn't fit in on that list.
That's right, and Trump himself is more similar to Gingrich and Christie in that way, and so putting Pence on the ticket really provides a stylistic counterbalance and sort of provides assurances for some people who are worried that Trump is can be a loose cannon.
And also there's been a lot of talk, Mike Pence, a early Tea Party member in Congress, social conservative. I think everybody agrees with that. This is something that might reassure social conservatives in the Republican Party who weren't quite sure if this New York billionaire was one of theirs.
That's right, especially on issues like abortion and same-sex marriage. Pence is much more clearly, much more consistently conservative than Trump has been. That being said, he fumbled a little bit last year in defending religious freedom law in Indiana, sort of ended up roughed up on both sides, but we just actually put up a story on our site about how evangelicals are a little upset with how Pence handled that, but nothing like their concerns about Trump, who has spoken out in years past strongly in favor of abortion rights, indicated support for gay marriage in the past, though now he says he's on the other side of those issues.
Talking to Ben Schreckinger from Politico. You can read his work at politico.com. He's been covering the Trump campaign, looking at Donald Trump's running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, now not seeking re-election as governor there, joining the Republican ticket, it looks like. Is this a guy that, Ben, that people are going to be excited about? Is this a running mate who's going to bring people to the polls, to the extent that running mates ever bring people to the polls?
Right, and that's a good caveat. It's not clear if running mates really do matter, if they can even carry their home states. And so that's not what this pick was about. Certainly, to the extent that running mates can do that, that's not really who Pence is. He's not an electrifying figure. He's not someone like Sarah Palin, who threatened to overshadow John McCain back in 2008. This is much more about the signal that it sends to elites in the Republican Party, and presumably in terms of what it says about how Trump wants to govern. He said that he wants to have someone on the ticket who has experience in Congress. That's something that Pence certainly does have.
You said this was a signal to elites in the Republican Party. So far, has that signal been received? What are we hearing from prominent Republicans about this choice as a running mate?
That signal has been received. The Club for Growth has praised the pick. Obviously, or for those who aren't familiar, Club for Growth has been harshly critical of Trump's economic policies, and Trump, in turn, has been bashing the Club for Growth for months, so that's notable. Paul Ryan, who is sort of straddling a fence in terms of his public statements about support for Trump, and has been trying to feel more comfortable about supporting the standard bearer of his party, has long been known to be a fan of Mike Pence. He's praised the decision. The Koch brothers are big Mike Pence fans, and they obviously are no fans of Donald Trump. It's not expected that they're about to get off of the sidelines and support this ticket now that Pence is on it, but certainly they look more favorably upon the Trump campaign today than they did before this pick.
Mike Pence has criticized Donald Trump in some cases for particular positions. I think the Muslim ban, comments about a Mexican-American judge. Mike Pence has made immigration proposals that don't necessarily fit in with Donald Trump's, going back to his time in Congress, that is. Will Trump supporters be disappointed that this will somehow dilute the Donald Trump message?
You know, everything I know about Trump supporters makes me doubt that any running mate pick short of some sort of
Hillary Clinton or
Democrat,
something.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton is gonna really disappoint them. Trump is such an overpowering personality that I don't think his supporters believe that Pence is really going to pull him away from the positions that they like. It's probably going to be really more just tough for Pence to adjust to being on a ticket with Trump, someone who, for example, wants to renegotiate trade deals, has been harshly critical of free trade. Pence is a big supporter of free trade. But I don't think many Trump supporters are going to be let down.
One milestone in Mike Pence's political career was when he wrote about and really made the case for positive campaigning, saying he regretted early career negative campaigns he had been involved in, thought a lot more could be gained by campaigning on a positive note, the happy warrior archetype, as people have called it in American political history. Is presidential election 2016 the place for somebody who wants to accentuate the positive?
It's going to be really interesting to see how he handles that preference, whether he's able to stick to it. Trump, in separate interviews last week, first said that he wanted an attack dog and a vice president. A day later, he gave another interview, said, no, actually, that's not what I'm looking for. That is sort of the trope about running mates, that they serve as the attack dogs, the people who are willing to go negative. That's considered a little bit outdated at this point. There are plenty of surrogates on both sides who can play that role, which means it's less important for a VP to play it. And clearly, in the case of the Trump ticket, the man at the top of the ticket has had no compunction about being his own attack dog. So maybe Pence will be able to skate through and only be Mr. Bright and Sunny.
I've been seeing tweets from reporters at CNN and NBC, maybe elsewhere by now, saying inside sources in the Trump campaign say Trump was calling around late last night, seeing if maybe he still had time to back out on Mike Pence. Unconfirmed anonymous sources, I think. But do you think that says anything about the campaign, whether they're really sure about this guy?
Sure. So the campaign denies this. That being said, the damage in some sense is already done because it compounds this image of indecision around this pick. It leaked out yesterday that Pence would be the guy. The campaign kept saying that Trump hadn't made his mind up yet. The campaign then delayed the announcement, citing these terror attacks in Nice. But the thought in political circles that was that also Trump wanted the extra time or could have used the extra time. And when they postponed the announcement, they didn't give clear details about when the announcement would be made. So there's something about the rolling out of this VP pick that has been less than airtight. And of course, all of that speaks to what's been true about this campaign from the start, which is that it's not well organized. It's really a fly by the seat of your pants operation. And you saw some of that shine through in the way this went down.
We talked about Republican reaction to the choice. How about Democrats and other groups critical of Republicans and of the Trump campaign? Have we seen much targeting of this selection so far?
Yeah, and it's been basically, you know, by the book, Democratic attack on a conservative. He's such a cut and dry, such a standard issue, social and economic conservative that you just see sort of a standard playbook here. They're saying that he's a Tea Partier, which he is. They're painting him as an extremist conservative. They're painting him as anti-LGBT, anti-choice. Sort of what you would have expected the standard playbook to be for the top of the ticket if it had been any Republican other than Trump that had won. So far, the only sort of thing that's really unique to Pence that stuck out is this frankly embarrassing op-ed he wrote in 1998 saying, no, smoking doesn't kill you, and sort of painting it as political and media hysteria. This was long after the scientific consensus was that smoking is a serious hazard to your health. So that's sort of the most interesting piece of oppo that surfaced about this guy so far.
I wanted to talk about the where here as well. This is a governor of Indiana, state that usually goes for Republicans in presidential campaigns. Used to be conventional wisdom, oh, you pick a running mate that's going to help you in a key state. Is that true anymore? Is this at all geographically based, this decision, do you think?
There's something to picking someone out of the Midwest. Obviously, Gingrich is from Georgia. It's a state that may be in play this year, but if it is, the Trump ticket has bigger issues to worry about. The geographic thing is a little outdated. That being said, Trump's appeal is in the Midwest. The consensus is that if they could have gotten Kasich on the ticket, they would have taken Kasich because Ohio is a much more crucial swing state than Indiana. Again, if Indiana's in play, or if it's looking like it's going to the Democrats, that would be very bad news for the Trump campaign. But yeah, there is something to this Midwest Rust Belt appeal that Pence has.
Ben, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Ben Schreckinger, national political reporter at Politico. He joined us to talk about Donald Trump naming Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate.